You ever been like totally lost in a game, right? And then some character dialogue just pulls you out?
Oh, absolutely. That uncanny valley of voice acting where it just feels fluid.
Exactly. It hits you how much we rely on, well, pre-recorded stuff, but what if characters could actually react believably?
Yeah, that's the dream, isn't it? Overcoming that sort of stiffness we've just accepted for years. Imagine how much deeper games could feel.
Totally. And that's what we're really diving into today.
Right.
We're looking at Lingotian and their tech, the Thespian engine. This isn't just tweaking things. It feels like a potential shift. The main idea is AI acting,
Yeah.
generating voices, expressions, all in real time.
And crucially, on your device. No cloud tether.
Yes, the on-device part is huge. We'll get into why, but yeah, AI generating performances based on what you do in the game, that's
It
something.
really is a potential game changer, like you said.
So, okay, today's deep dive. How does Thespian work? What's it mean for developers, indie, AAA, everyone? And, what's it mean for us playing the games?
We should cover the tech itself, the real-time aspect, how it runs efficiently, the cost side of things.
And the actor side too, right? The ethics involved.
Definitely. Crucial point.
Okay, let's dig in. The core tech first. AI acting and this Thespian engine. What's the fundamental concept?
So basically, it's using AI not just for the words, but the how, the tone, the facial movements, the little emotional tells. All generated dynamically based on the game's state. So you do something unexpected. The NPC reacts with maybe genuine surprise. You can hear it, see it.
Right, not just triggering a canned animation labeled surprise.
Exactly. Or maybe they get a bit frustrated if you keep messing up. Subtle things in the voice, the expression.
And Lingotian's engine, Thespian, that's the tool for
That's the
this.
tech, yeah. And what's interesting is they stress it's about replicating real actors. There's specific voice qualities, expressions, quirks.
So it's not just a generic AI voice, it has a source, a personality.
Precisely. Capturing that unique spark an actor brings. They have this great line, Lingotian does. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
That's so true. Like in movies, right? Delivery is everything.
Absolutely. A brilliant line can die with a bad delivery. So if Thespian can capture that how and make it dynamic, even simple dialogue becomes way more impactful.
Okay, and this brings us to that point you made. It all happens on the device. No cloud, no limits, no worries. Why go that route? It seems counterintuitive almost with everyone pushing cloud stuff.
Well, it's actually a really smart approach for gaming, I think. First, obviously, no internet needed for these interactions. Play anywhere, still get expressive characters.
Okay, yeah, that's a big one. Broken immersion from a bad connection is the worst.
Totally. But also, think about the costs for the studios. Running massive cloud AI constantly, that gets expensive. On-device means developers avoid those continuous server bills. That fits much better with how games are usually sold.
Yeah, the business model. Most games are, buy it once, maybe some DLC or microtransactions later. It's not really built for ongoing per user cloud compute costs for dialogue, is it?
Exactly. The whole economic structure of gaming those high gross margins on the initial sale or transaction, it doesn't really mesh well with the operational expense of real-time generative AI in the cloud for every player. On-device is just more sustainable for this industry.
So offline play, better cost model for devs.
Yeah.
Any other perks to on device?
Latency is another big one. Cloud always adds some delay. Milliseconds, maybe, but potentially noticeable. Doing it locally aims for that near instant response character reacting to you right now.
And privacy too, I guess. No voice data or interaction patterns heading off to a server somewhere.
That's another good point. Yeah. Keeps player data more secure, potentially.
Okay, so that immediacy, that local processing, let's talk about the result. This real-time expressive character interaction, they mention over 50 emotions, styles, nonverbal stuff. That sounds like a lot to handle.
It is. And that's kind of the point. It gives developers incredibly fine-grained control. Imagine tweaking an NPC's emotional state on the fly based on, I don't know, how well you're doing in a conversation or a quest.
So they could seem impressed or wary or disappointed. And it wouldn't just be one static state.
Right. The AI can blend these things,
Check them
maybe a
all.
mix of relief and suspicion in their voice, and add those nonverbals, a sigh, a raised eyebrow, a quick glance, all tied to the game's context.
And this works across languages too, dialects.
Yeah, they mentioned support for multiple languages and dialects. Think about building a world where characters genuinely sound like they're from different regions. That adds so much depth.
Wow. Okay. And you mentioned developers could even swap actors using the same controls.
That seems to be the idea. Flexibility. Maybe you cast someone, record the base data, but later decide a different voice fits better. You could potentially switch without redoing everything.
That sounds like it could save a ton of headaches in production.
It really could streamline things compared to traditional pipelines.
Okay, but performance, all this real-time generation, blending emotions, controlling faces on my phone, or even a mid-range PC. How does it not just grind everything to a halt?
That's the efficiency challenge, right? Mm-hmm. Lingotian says the Thespian AI is designed to be adaptable. It's meant to run on a pretty wide spectrum of hardware.
So it scales somehow.
Yeah, they say it can use either the CPU or the GPU, whichever has spare cycles. It's kind of like how graphics settings work in games.
Ah, okay. Like setting textures to medium instead of ultra.
Sort of, yeah. Lingotian apparently offers different performance modes. On lower-end hardware, you still get the responsiveness, the core emotional expression, but maybe the super fine details in the facial animation might be less complex than on a high-end rig.
Gotcha. So the core interaction is preserved, but the fidelity scales.
Exactly. Means developers don't have to aim only for super high-end machines to use this kind of expressive AI. They can prioritize the interaction itself.
That's smart. It makes it much more accessible. Okay, let's shift to the money side again. This one-time fee model, pay per game title, not per line. That sounds unusual. Almost too good to be true in some ways.
It definitely stands out.
Yeah.
For developers, especially smaller teams, that predictability is huge. You pay the license fee for your game, and that's it. Unlimited AI acting generation within that title.
So no adding lines, no paying per thousand API calls like some other AI services, just one fee for the game.
That's what they're promoting, yes. And again, it fits that game industry model we talked about. Let studios budget effectively and really go wild with dynamic character interactions without worrying that every spoken line is adding to a running tab.
That could be massive for indie devs trying to make deep narrative games.
Absolutely. It democratizes access to this kind of potentially complex character tech, removing a significant cost barrier.
Okay, really important topic now. The actors. AI voice generation. It raises a lot of questions, ethical concerns. How is Lingotian handling the human side of this AI acting?
This seems to be a major focus for them, which is good to see. They're talking about fair compensation, ethical treatment, and importantly, actor rights.
How does that work in practice?
Well, they say actors retain royalty rights over their data, their voice, their likeness. Lingotian essentially acts as an agent, sharing revenue generated from the use of that actor's AI model directly back to them.
So the actors get a cut, like ongoing royalty.
That appears to be the model, yes. Mm. And crucially, Lingotian emphasizes they have direct agreements with the actors, ensuring they have the legal right from the actor to use their data for this AI acting.
Which gives developers using the tech legal cover.
That's the goal. They mentioned providing compliance documentation to verify the IP is legitimate. Reduces the legal risk for studios.
That's huge. And what about how the AI actor is used? Can a dev make an AI based on Actor X, say anything, do anything?
Apparently not without limits. They talk about ethics level boundaries set by the actors themselves. So the actor defines what kind of content or portrayal their AI likeness can be used for.
Interesting. Like guardrails.
Exactly. Though they also mention the possibility of exceptions, but that would require direct approval from the actor for that specific use case. So the actor stays in control.
That sounds like a much more considered approach than just scraping voices. Okay, let's try and wrap this up. What are the big takeaways here? The why for developers and for players?
For devs, it's about creating those really expressive game state driven moments instantly. Running it all on device, which saves costs and avoids connectivity issues, and giving characters unique personalities using ethically sourced AI acting.
Compared to, say, cloud AI solutions.
The big contrasts are cost efficiency. That one-time fee versus ongoing usage costs the offline capability and the low latency from being local. It's a different proposition.
And for us players, what's the bottom line?
Hopefully, more immersive worlds, characters that feel less like puppets reading lines and more like, well, more like characters who are actually in the world with you, reacting to you.
Yeah, that potential for deeper connection, for believing in the world and its inhabitants a bit more. That's really compelling.
It could unlock new kinds of gameplay, new kinds of stories when characters feel genuinely responsive.
Definitely something to watch.
Their contact is sales@lingotian.com.
Yeah.
And they're a Swedish company, by the way, Lingotian AB, based in Lund. Tech startup focused on this AI niche for games.
Cool. So that's our deep dive on Lingotian and Thespian. trying to fundamentally change character interaction with this on-device AI acting.
Yeah, we've covered the tech, the on-device benefits, costs, ethics, performance. The whole package seems aimed at moving beyond static recordings.
Towards characters that are more dynamic, more emotionally expressive, reacting in real time, and doing it cost-effectively.
It's a pretty exciting prospect for where interactive stories could go.
Absolutely. Which brings us to our final thought for you listening. Really think about it. How different would your favorite game feel if every character, not just the main ones, could react to your choices with genuine, nuanced emotion? How much more alive would those worlds seem?
What new kinds of interactions, relationships, and emergent stories might that enable?
Definitely something to chew on. What does that future of truly reactive game worlds look like to you?